We on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Till now we had heard that Rabbi Yochanan proved that Choshed HaMamayne is Choshed HaShvu, Loi Choshed HaShvu also. It was Mevarer, the sole purpose of the Shvu'e by Shnayim Oichsen is that maybe one will be Toikif the Talis from the second one, and Chazal were Mesakin Shvuet as a deterrent, that if he knows that he'll have to swear, he won't swear false. So that was one of the Hechoches, the Rabbi Yochanan Buraraya, that we say Choshed HaMamayne LeChoshed HaShvuoso. That's Rabbi Yochanan Lemshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, we hear in the famous base, Shvuzu takonas chachamim shlei kolechet vechot oilich v'toikib talisi shachavei revayim shalihu. The Gemara said, v'neim amigu d'chosh d'amay n'chosh d'nami yashvu. Also, if we're afraid a person will go and chapatales, so he's chosh d'ashvu also. Also, so Rabbi Yochanan said, l'emrinen migu d'chosh d'amamay n'chosh d'ashvu also. That is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So, we're on Davova Medalov, Abaya Omar, it's around 12 lines from the top, Abaya Omar, no, Choshed HaMamayne is Choshed HaShvuoso. If you're Choshed that someone will chapa talis, will steal that person, just like Leisigzol doesn't mean anything to him, so Leisishav also doesn't mean anything to him. So, what is the purpose? Why would they misaken a shvuah? What will we accomplish with a shvuah? As abayoma chayshine shema milve yishona yeshloi olav. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, abayoma taime masnisen lav kederabi yechanan. Not one swears, we're afraid Samazai he wants to hop away the talus from someone else. The Avachoshid Lon Ahoilach Vetoikiv Vetalus Chavere Chinam. If we would be Choshid Samazai, this person, he Samazai wants to hop away a talus from someone else. Avalon Choshid Ashvur. So this person who chaps Aleithim will swear false also. Ela chayshin, and the purpose of the shvu is as follows. Shema milve yishona yesh le'olov. Maybe this person, this toikev, he lent him many, many years ago a halvo. Yesh le'olov alzeh, on this person. That means Reuven picked up a talus. The talus belongs to Reuven. Now Shimon sees the talus. And Shimon remembers, he has a very good zikoron, that 20 years ago, he lent his Reuven money. And he knows Reuven doesn't talk about the chayiv. So Reuven forgot about the chayiv. He'll schlep Reuven tadin teire. Reuven will be kaifer. He'll deny that there ever was a halvo. So Shimon was waiting for an opportunity to get paid, like this, he can't schlep Reuven to Bezen, Reuven will be a koifer hakel. Now he sees him holding a talis. V'hoilech v'toikev v'talisois. So now Mamish Hashkocha brought it. He sees him holding a talis. He goes and runs and grabs it. He grabs the talis. Now, and Reuven says, you stole it. And Shimon says, no, it's mine. V'nishba, and he'll swear sheyesh loy bo demei chetcha v'talis zu shaloi. So he's going to go to Bezen, and he's going to swear that the half of the talis, ein loy bo poches mei chetcha, that's the nusach of the shvur, he's going to swear that at least half of the talis, yesh loy bo ein loy bo poches mei chetcha, at least half of the talis is mine. Da'afule, and this is true, Dafila Glime Dal Kaspe Shibidlay. Lamaisa 20 years ago when Reuven borrowed the money from him. So he was meshabed everything. He was meshabed of a glimad al kaspe. So Shimon has a right to be goive from his beget, be glimad al kaspe. So now it's an opportune time. So he's going to go to Bezdin, and he's going to swear that half of the talus is mine. Now this person, Shimon, is an elachiyit. He's not choshed amamoina. So this person who is not choshed amamoina, so memela, he won't swear false. So that's the reason of the shvuah. So the Gemara says, ihochi nishkel b'loy shvuah. So let him take without a shvuah. So what is the kashe? Let us see Rashi. Ihochi amai romei olei shvuah. Why would they matel a shvuah on him? Kivin di lehavi olei lehavi tofes bei. Now the whole purpose of the shvuah is maybe he's going to chap. That's the whole purpose of the shvuah. Maybe he's going to chap the talus. Now there are two types of chapers. There's a chaper who's a gazlan, and there's a chaper that wants to be zoiche in the choiv that he lent him 20 years ago. Now, the chaper that's a gazlan, for him you want mesaken ha-shvuah. You won't accomplish anything. He'll chap it and he'll swear that half is mine. This person, chosh namay nechosh ha-shvuah. So for who were you mesaken the shvuah? You were mesaken the shvuah for a chaper that me'iker adin etzit. I mean, he's going, for this chaper. No, this person whom me'iker adin it is his, so he's going to, what kind of a deterrent did you make? If me'iker adin it's his, and that's why he's chapping it, and you'll tell him to swear, so swear, half of it is mine. So what did you accomplish? This person, for the gazlonim, you don't want to accomplish anything. Because the gazlonim will swear false. So you didn't accomplish anything with that shvuah. You were mesaken the shvuah for an elachiyid. No, this elachiyid, if he chaps, because Yenna owes him the money, and Yenna forgot about it, so he wants to get back his money. So this elachiyid, you can say swear. So he's going to swear. Rashi says, mikadin, that's it. He has a shibud on it. It's meshubatim. The shvuah is not that I found it. The shvuah is ainly by pochas mechatzir. He swears half of the talus is mine, which is true. Half of the talus is mine because he has a shibud on it. So what's pshat nabaya? So what did you accomplish with the shvuah? Now, let us just say one nekuda. We had a few cases that Rabbi Yochanan had brought a raya that choshed amamoyne is loy choshed ashvuoso. For example, one case was chemveni alpen kosoi. There you have that the chemveni says, I paid the poyalim. The poilim said, we didn't get paid. And both of them swear. And Rabbi Yochanan said, so what did you accomplish with the shvuah? These two people want to steal. What did you accomplish the shvuah? Is a raya choshed amamoyne? Is loy choshed ashvuah? So that was Rabbi Yochanan's raya. Now, according to Abaye, here it's gevaltik. In the case of Chemveni and Pekosei, here it's gevaltik. For example, let's take the scenario of Chemveni Alpen Kosei. Let us say the Chemveni did not pay the poyalim. Now, he's coming to the Balabos and he says, you know, I paid the poyalim and you owe me $100. Now, why is if you owe Choshed HaMoyne, he's going to swear false also. So Abaye said, no. Maybe the Chemveni is an Elachiyit. He's an Elachiyit. That would he's moneying the $100 because the Balabas owes him $100. He lent him 20 years ago $100. Now he wants to get back the $100. Here, Abaye said, I'm Kvalda Kipshat. Let's make him swear because here he's going to swear, I paid the Poyalim. That he won't do. He's an Elachiyit. He can't say, I paid the Poyalim. So Mamela, all the cases that we had, that we had proven that Choshed Amamayne Loi Choshed Ashvoa, so according to Abaye, there's no proof. All these cases could be, we were talking the Shvoa, for a person who's not Choshed Amamayne, he's not Choshed Amamayne, but you'll tell him to swear. Swear you paid the Poylin, he won't swear false. So that's Givaldic. The cases that we had are Givaldic. But the case of our Mishnah is Shver on Abaye. The case of our Mishnah is Shver, because in this case, you're afraid he's going to have because he lent him $100 20 years ago. So here, you didn't accomplish anything with the Shvuah, because the Shvuah is, the talis belongs to me, and so he's going to swear the Shvuah. So the Kasha and Abaye is only from our Mishnah. From all the other cases, not Shver. Because there the Shvuah would be a Shvuah Shekes. He won't swear a Shvuah Shekes. Well, Kaponim, of the case of our Mishnah is Shver. Ihochi, let us see Rashi, Amai Romi Alei Shvuah, Kivin Di Lehavi Alei, Lehavi Tofis Bei, if Hitake did not lend him the $100, he never would have kept it. We're talking about an Elechiyit. Is nishkala b'leishvu ligvais milve shaloi. That means the shvuah doesn't accomplish anything. He didn't accomplish anything with the shvuah. A person who's a gazlan will swear false. A person who's elech will swear that it is. So he didn't accomplish anything with the shvuah. So Abaye changes the teretz a little bit. Elo, a new teretz. Chayshinen shema sofik milve yishona yesh lo yolo. No. We're afraid maybe the person who's chapping is a sofik milve yishona. That means vaguely he remembers that he thinks he lent him $100. He's not sure, but he thinks he lent him $100. So Memele, he's going to chap. Now there's an opportunity to chap. He thinks he lent him $100. And fine. So the Gemara asks, V'lavam rinen tofes mamoine misfeike, mishtabenami misofik. So the Gemara asks, Amardike kashem. Now, if you're saying this person is an elechiyi, again, by gazlonim, forget about a shvuah, because the shvuah is not a deterrent, a gazlon will swear false. Just like sigzel doesn't mean anything, like sishava doesn't mean anything. So we're talking about an elechiyid. Now this elechiyid, you're saying, it's a sofik milvi yishona. He thinks maybe he lent him the money. Now let's give this yid a questionnaire. You think he lent it, but is that sad? Maybe he didn't lend the money. So why are you happy? Why are you happy? So say, no, the Rambam Shita is Sofik Reisel Kula. No, Kapona. About Kapona, I mean, a theory could be Mako. It's a Sofik. I think I lent him $100. I'll chap me Sofik. So, Mamonavshech, this Yid who Seimach and the Rambam, that holds Sofik de Reisel Kula, so you tell him to swear that, Einliba, Pachas Michetje, also the same Sofik de Reisel Lekula. I mean, so, again, what did you accomplish? What did you accomplish with the Shvuah? A Yid who is Mekel by Sofik Gezel, that Yid will be Mekel by a Sofik Shvuah Sheker also. That's the Gemara's Kasha. V'lav Amrine and Tofes Mamayne Misveike, that you're telling me that misofik misofik, since it's only a sofik, he'll chap the money, which is a sofik isolate sigzel mishtabe nami misofik. So vital is going with this cloud that it's only a sofik gezel, and therefore you could be makel, so it's only a sofik shvuah sheker. So again, what did you accomplish? Omar Rav Sheshes Bereid Ravidi, no. Poshi inish misofik shvue, le poshi misofik mamayna. No. There's a chilek. Sofik shvue sheker, a person will not make a sofik shvue sheker. Sofik gezel, Sophie Gesell, he'll make. My time, so like the Gemara, what's the difference? One of Shechemein, does he pass like the Rambam? Doesn't he pass like the Rambam? I mean, what the chilek? This Leisigzul is a Yisa Dereis, and Leisheshav is a Yisa Dereis. And Lechayre, he telling me there's no difference between Leisigzul and Leisheshav. So, if he's Mekel by a Sofik Gesell, he'll be Mekel by a Sofik Shvur. So the Gemara answers, Mamein Yisa Bechazore. Shvu'e lesa bechazore. That a shvu'e is lesa bechazore. We'll see in Tosfos exactly what this means. So Rashi says, leposhi misofik mamayne. A person is not perish misofik mamayne. Aval mivadai de mamayne poshi. But a vadai moment, zich be perish. Uman de loy perish, choshed nami a shvu'osa. So this is what Abaye is saying. Abaye is saying that the whole time they were misakin a shvue is for a person who has a sofik milva yishane, so he'll permit himself to chap the talis and taine at the kulashali, but when he'll come to a shvue will be a deterrent, and that is pshat in the Mishnah. Safik milve yishone yesh leyolo. There's a safik milve yishone. Vahi de mashbiyin oisoi gimel shvuis. Now, before the Gemara had asked Akasha, the Gemara had brought a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, choshed amamoyne is loy choshed ashvuoso. The Gemara brought a raya, that a shomer that swears three shvuos, a shomer chinam swears three shvuos, shvuos shloi shalachti bo yad, shvuos shloi poshati bo, and shvuos sheine b'shusi. These are the three shvuos that a shomer swears. So according to Shitas HaTosfos, Rashi learned a different pshat of Tosfos, that Gimel Amud Bei said the kasha was shvuos shloi shalachti bo yad. So this person is a choshed amamoyne. He was choshed, he was shaleich yad. So how if he's choshed he shaleich yad, so how could he swear? So, or the same kasha we had by chemveni alpin kosei, udishneim nishboim v'noitlim, nami cheshinon, shemo milve yishona yesh leyolo, the shashes geir Hashem a sofik milva yishona yeshlo lakach ein lepoitroi beloy shvui vegam lo yitel beloy shvui. So Tosfos says, so therefore that means these are people who misofik. These are people that misofik. Let's talk about chemveni alpakasa. We'll come back to shalish shvus in a minute. So chemveni alpakasa is very good. That means the chenveni, he'll taine, here's a suffix, milva yishon on the balabos. So he'll taine, I paid the poyalim. So I want you to pay me. And that's how he wants to get back the milva yishon from 20 years ago. But you'll tell him to swear. He won't swear. He won't swear that I paid the poyalim because even though he's not Pirish misafik gezel is pirish misafik shvur. And the same thing by a shema. By a shema is the same thing that he'll taine le shalachti boyada or taine eine beshusi, and because he thinks Yena owes him the money, and but he won't swear. It's very good. But let us just be ma'oire ha'ore. The Gemara asked, what is the difference between Sofik Mamayne and Sofik Shvue? So the Gemara said, Mamayn Ise Bechazore. Mamayn Ise Bechazore. So that's why a person would grab money, let's say in the case of the Mishnah, and we'll see later Taisvis learns Mamnisa Bachazar, but Dval is happening, Misafik he'll hap. Then he's gonna start thinking over, did he owe me, didn't he owe me? And if Taisvis Shita is, if it's never in the Nizbara, the Safik, he'll return it. That means he's happing Misafik, and Dval, let it be by me. Because from this person I'll never be able to get any money. He's going to be kaifabes. Let it be by me. Then he's going to go and be misboided. Did I take a lend him? Didn't I lend him? So Taisvis learns that if he won't be mevara the Sofik, he'll return it. That means Sofik Yezel was also awesome. He just haps it on the tat. Maybe I'll remind myself clearly that I take a lend it to him. So I'll keep it. It's worthwhile to happen, I'll keep it. Because if I won't remember, so then I'm going to return it. I mean, by me, Sofik is also, Sofik Gezel also is also. So Momin is Efsha Bechazor. That means I'm happening it. I'll think it over. And if I won't remember clearly that he owes it to me, I'll give it back. So that's his Cheshbon. That means we're talking about an Elech Yid. That just wants to make sure that if he remembers that he tackled lent him the money, he'll be in his rishus to keep. That's l'chayre pshat in the Gemara. Now, we had learned, the previous Taisvah said that shvuish lo shalachti bo yad, the Benetam said, it means I didn't eat it up. That's what the previous Taisvah. Shvuish lo shalachti bo yad meforish Benetam shaloi ochlo. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Hashem has to swear three shvus. Shvu number one, he made a good shmir. He wasn't pesher. All the doors were locked. Fine. All the doors were locked. The second shvu he makes, Eina b'shusay, it's not b'shusay. It's not here anymore. The third shvu is, it could be all the doors were locked, and it's not b'shuscha, and you ate it up. That could also be. So shvuish shalachti boyad means I didn't eat it up. That's the three shvuos. Now lechayre kam shoyel aben. So we answered. So he's a chosh. If he ate it up, he's a chosh in amamoyne. So the Gemara says no, he's not a chosh amoyne. He ate it up because of a sofik milvi yishone. That's the teretz of the Gemara. But here lechayre we have a big problem. Bishloime by Atalis, he hapt it, and if he doesn't remember clearly about the chayv, he'll return it. By chemveni alpen kosei, he'll take the money. If he doesn't remember clearly, he'll give it back. But here he ate it up already. So what's his cheshbon? What's his cheshbon? He ate it up al tasafik milvi yishone. So it's a yevshe bechazore. Perhaps, I don't know this, I don't want to go into the complexities of this teretz, but let us just say, a shtikl teretz, that it could be that we hear the svara leisachbeit leinchi beloidomi mashmalu. People think the love of leisachmed is if you don't pay. If you pay, you're not over leisachmed. So it could be that this person took it, he ate it up with an intention, I'm going to say, the Baal, I'm eating it up. If I won't remember about the chayv, I'll pay him back. So it could be, so he holds that there's no issur in this whatsoever. It's not a posha to teretz, but perhaps this is pshat, because Taisvah says, according to Safik Milbe Yishon, there's no problem how he can swear Gimel Shvuos. And one of the Gimel Shvuos, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is Shalei Echalti Yaisa. And so Taisa, somehow we see this is also called Efsha Bechazor. Fine. Avo Begazlen Vadai, V'Kaifa Bepikon. Now, we have to appreciate the problem that Taisvis encounters now from our sugya. That means we're learning a sugya. Let's go back to Shnayim Oichsim. Steinmeier, if a person have the talus, Reuven says, you have it away from me. He says, no, the talus is mine. So we say, don't be choshed this person for a gazlan. Could be there's a suffix milve yishona, and the valley's holding it out the milve yishona. He's holding it out the milve yishona. You'll tell him to swear. Misafik, he won't swear. Fine, that's the mahalach of the Gemara. So Tosfos asks Amar the Kekash. So we have a klal a koifa bepekodin. It's posel aidis, posel shvur. Now you should be the same balditshiva over here. That means this person is a koifa bepekodin. He said that he never gave me a pekodin. Adam come and say it was in his house. We saw it in his house. So this person is finished. He's Pasolaitis, Pasolashvur, he's a Gazlan. And Shuldik, why are you saying he's a Gazlan? I'll tell you a whole scenario. This person had a suffix, if he lent Yenna money, he has a suffix. So the Val, he's holding it, he's going to think over that. It's Efshebechazore, and the Val, he said, Kaifa, because he didn't swear false, he just was Kaifa. Or a Gazlan. A mamish a gazlan, a person stole. He's stealing. The Bali wants it in his reshus. And then he's going to be mevara if there was a milvishon, there wasn't a milvishon. He's caught red-handed. He's posalaitis, posalashvur. Why should you say such a thing? Maybe this whole thing was a milvish. And also, can we say it? What do you accomplish with the shvur? Maybe we think about a whole scenario where we like the Baditcheva with Anim Lekavshus. This person is not as bad as he looks. He has very good intents, and if he won't figure it out, he's either going to return it. So why is a kaifa bepekodin posoleidis? Why is a gaslam posoleidis? I say it's Gamur Likikash according to Abai. Avol begazlan vade vekoifa bekodim, ein lahachshmi tam shema safik milve yishona yesh le'olam. You can't be machshere. Now Tosfos just leaves up stangling in the air. Tosfos, hey, you can't be machshere. Why not? Tosfos doesn't say. Tosfos leaves us in the air. The Ramban says apshat. The Ramban says ein safik meitzimi dei vadai. That means as follows. There's a vada exele. There's a sofik milvi yishone. And sofik meitz mi devada. Is kan shoyel aben. Who says there's a vada exele? I'll say guf onodonim. If there was a milvi yishone, you don't know why he chapped it. Maybe there's a milvi yishone. So what's that in sofik meitz mi devada? We have to understand the Ramban. It could be that Ramban means to say as follows. That means we saw Avadai Maisig Zayla. That means that Reuven took away from Shimon. This is what we saw. We saw Avadai Maisig Zayla. But the intent, that means now there's a suffix, did he have a heter to do what he had done? But what we see before Neinu is Avachmein. The Zach we know is Reuven's. There's no Shaila, it's Reuven's Zach. Now, Shimon took it away from Reuven. So Shimon Zicha made a Maisig Zayla. Did he have a heter to do it, or didn't he have a heter to do it? That we don't know. But he Zicha made a Maisig Zayla. He took away from Reuven. I have a suffix that he have a heter to do what he did. But he Zicha did a Maisig. So that could be, if a person did a vadai maisig zeila, there's a suffix, did he have a heter to do it, or didn't he have a heter to do it? And that will say, in suffix, maitzmi de vadai. If you see he did a maisig zeila before neinu, I know this is Reuven's things, and I see he chapped it away, so I don't say, maybe it had to, maybe it didn't have a heter, that's the din, in suffix, maitzmi de vadai. By shvue, there's another thing. I have a shaila, will I accomplish anything with the shvur? Choshed ha-mamayna, choshed ha-shvur. So what will you accomplish with the shvur? So I said, could be this an accomplishment with it. Could be this person is not a Goslin. Could be this person is, he's doing what he's doing because of a Milvah Yishon. So could be there'll be an accomplishment with the Shvur. So let him swear. So that means if the Shaila is, in the case, I saw him steal, I see Avadai, Maisik Zayla, I took Zichav and Yanim's Rishus, I have a Sofik, did he have a heter to do what he did, or didn't he have a heter to do? And that I have a Klalain Sofik, Maitzmi Dei Vadai. Masha Enken, if you're asking a Shaila, what am I accomplishing with a Shvuah? I said, could be accomplishing something. It could be this person is an Elohi Yid and he won't swear. Agav Ulche, by a case of Ishtemutika Mishtamit, so there, for example, a Kaifa B'milve, a Kaifa B'milve is kosher ladies. A Kaifa B'milve, you don't even see a Maisa Kfira. You have to read between the lines. When a person says, I don't owe you, that means that you can't take the words literally, I don't owe you. I don't owe you means come back in 6 months. So there, a kaifer b'milvah is kosher latest. There, I don't say, in sofik maitzimi dei vadai. I don't say, well, there's a vadai kvire, and a sofik ishtamuti. There's no vadai kvire. That's how a person talks. A person who's pressed against the wall. You're telling him he should pay back the chayv, so that's how he talks. He says, I never borrowed from you. I mean, what else could he say? But there you don't even see a vadai maisa kvire. The language of I never borrowed from you should be understood, come back in 6 months. I don't have any money now. So there's no vadai maisa kzela. So that's why there he's kosher leidis. Ishtamuti kom ishtamit. These are lechayre, the three things. Mamain Efsher Bachazore. So Taisis says, what's the Taichi? Mamain Efsher Bachazore. Im lo yisker yachzer. That means he's an Elohi Yid. Dvar is chapping it. It should be in his rishus. And then he's going to do a lot of soul searching. Did I tackle lend him? Didn't I lend him? Im lo yisker. If he won't remember clearly that there's alvo, he'll be in a matzav of Sofik, so he's a yachzer, so he's gonna give it back. So all he's doing is he wants to secure the chayfetz, and then if he'll remember clearly that there was a law, he'll keep it. But if he won't remember clearly, by him Sofik gezel is like Sofik chazer, that means he has no intent to hold something mi Sofik. V'lo yakvenu mi Sofik. Avol ein leforish. Im yishke sheinei chayiv lo yachzer, that means something else. He chaps misofik. And he says, how does he chap misofik? Well, the Rambam holds sofik teraisa lekula. I'm gonna chap misofik. It's not a bad isa. Could be it's not in this. He's gonna chap misofik. And the only time it'll be, and if there'll be a sofik lo ilam vod, I'm a sofik. It's only a sofik isa. I'm gonna hold it. So, but if I remember clearly that I didn't lend it, then I'm going to return it. If that's pshat, im yiska shein nechayev avalim lo yiska avalim lefosh im yiska shein nechayev lo yachzer avim lo yiska yakvenu aval pi yideish yideish lo yiska roi. That means if you will say pshat that he'll only return it if he remembers that he didn't lend him. But misafik is going to keep it, because asafik isa doesn't mean too much to him. The king got misafik shvula yifresh. So memela, this person, if he has a heter, he has a breiter heter, that safik leisigzel is mutter, and he can hold it himself. He won't remember misafik, he can hold it. Safik teraisa lekule. So this person will swear false also. When I'm swearing, I've only been over a Sofik Issa. So Afilu, he'll remember later. Let's understand Taisus. Afilu, he'll remember later. Wait, Taka, I never lent him the money. So he won't have any heart palpitations. You swore false. He says, well, when I swore was Mutter, because I was allowed to swear. Sofik Deraisa Lekula. So Mamela will never have heart palpitations. If you say that a person misafik is will be over leisigzel, and a safik tikel leisigzel does not bother him, so Mamela, so a safik shvua also won't bother him. Agav uched is Amurdike Rabbi Chonon and Baba Basra that brings down a Gemara. Amurdike Gemara, he blies by Tzorchiyon on this Gemara. This Amurdike Gemara and Baba Basra, the Gemara and Baba Basra says that a Chotzer HaShutvim is, that means we both of us are Shutvim, and the Shutvis is that we're Mishtamish in the Chotzer together. You cook in the Chotzer, Reif Tashmishim B'Chotzer. To hold a behemah in a chotzer ha-shutvim, there's no legal right to do that. That's a chotzer ha-shutvim. It's a chotzer we're mishtamish. We don't hold behemahs there. Now, is a person allowed to hold his behemah in a chotzer ha-shutvim without asking the other shutev? Now, what is pshat? So the shaila is as follows. Do I say, maybe he's not makpid? So if he's not makpid, so I'm allowed to. I'm not called a shutev. I'm holding the behemah there also, and he's not makpid. So I'm not called a sheir shalei midas gazlan, because he's not makpid, we're shutvim. Maybe he is makpid. Maybe he's makpid. So there's a murdiki gemara baba pascha that says, sofik mamayna lekula. That means, so the Rashbam says over there, a murdiki gemara, in Sofik Yisura Lechumra, let us just say what the Gemara is speaking about. If a person is Mudar Hanomi Chaveroi, if he's allowed to hold his behemah there. So we say, so here it's a Sofik Issa, you're not allowed to hold your behemah there, unless you're Mabarad, he's not Makpit. But Sofik Mamayna Lekula, the Rashbam says, I'm allowed to hold my behemah there. Maybe he's not Makpit. And maybe he is Makpit. So there you see a Mirdik Azach that you say Sofik Yezel Lekula. A Mirdik Azach. Let us not be mafalsam this Gemara. Rabbi Chonon has a problem with our Gemara. And the Gemara says, what's the difference between Mammon and Shmur? So Rabbi Chonon says, I am a Baba Basra, but Tim Tzanacha, Sofik Mamayin Lekula, Sofik Yisur Lechumra. Amal Kaponim, our Taisvis does not hold like that. Our Taisvis holds Sofik Momen is Lachumra. That means a person that will only chap. That means the Vali's chapping, he's going to be Mavarin. If he has a Sofik and he's not Mavarin, he'll zicha return it. So that's the chilik between Sofik Momen and Sofik Issa. Let us go weiter. Boi Rab Zeire. Talk for echad befoneinu mahu. Means like this. Ushnaim oichsim betalis. Two people come to Bezin. Both of them are holding the talis. This one says kulushli. This one says kulushli. And then Reuven goes and chaps the talis in front of Bezin. Here's the whole talis. Talk for echad befoneinu. And this was before they swore. Still, things are still, the dust didn't settle yet. Each one was finding kulushali. Now, one of them chapped it away and finished. He's holding the whole talus. Now, when we're standing in front of Bez, then there's a new shaila now already. It's not shnaim oichsim betalus. It's one is oiches betalus. Frank the Gemara, heichidomi. What happened over here? Yes, a shaila. Ide shosik. If the Reuven, Shimon, both holding the talus, Reuven says kulushali, Shimon says kulushali, and then Shimon chaps it away, and Reuven doesn't say a word, is oidi oidilei. So, why didn't he open up his mouth? So, you see that he's meider. I mean, he wanted to chap it, he hadn't chapped it away, finished. He doesn't want to start up with him again, and so he do. So the zicha no sofik, and zicha belongs to Shimon. No shaila. If it's speaking about that he's screaming, you're grabbing it away. The way this is about a person, he's grabbing it away. So my have a little meva. So what's the shaila? So he grabbed it away from a person. So, and he's screaming. So, there's no shayla. So, this changes the din teire. Because Yen hafted in front of the bezin. Yen is screaming. He's a gazlan. He hafted away from me. This will never change the tzodi asofi. Lo tzriche de shosik meikore v'hodor tzavach. Now, it's speaking about, there was, now the different pshat, and I'd like to say one pshat, the ritva's pshat. Pshat is like this. You have two people holding the talus. Now Shimon starts trying to pull it away. So let's go into slow motion. The first minute that Shimon starts trying to pull it away, Reuven's holding it very tight. Nothing's happening. Pulling. Just holding it until the talus. But while each one is holding it, Reuven's holding the talus. The second minute, Shimon is Mizgaba, he's stronger than Reuven, and it's slipping out of Reuven's hand already. Now, Reuven knows now that, by the third minute, it won't be by him already. It's slipping out of his hand, and he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything, which is a little madness. That means, you see it's going to slip out of your hand, why didn't you scream? Doesn't say anything. So that was, let's say, the shosik mikora. So this zman, when it started slipping out of his hand, he was quiet, which is akasha. Why are you quiet? You see, he's gonna, in another minute it's gonna be out of your hand, lagami. Why didn't you say anything? Shosik. Now it's completely in Shimon's hands. Now he starts screaming, "You cut it away from me, you goslin." We have here, this is a very interesting matzah over here. It's a very interesting matzah. That means there's a taina, as soon as you saw he's flipping out of here, and he should start screaming already. Then you kept quiet. Now, if he got it in his hand, you start screaming. This is very interesting. So this is the shayla of the Gemara. Loitzar ditzshosik mikore v'hodor tzavach. And then he started screaming. If it's in his hand. Mai mid de ishtik oidi oidele. So since when it was slipping out of your hand and you saw you don't have control over the talis and you kept quiet, so why did you keep quiet? You see, he's taking it away from you. Mid de ishtik oidi oidele. Now, as soon as it's in his hand, he woke up already. He started screaming. Igoli milse dahai de shosik mikore sover hakachozi le rabono. That's shot. He's in front of Bezin. Bezin sees exactly what's happening. So he thought the rabono are going to do it. They can send over a policeman over there to interfere. Garnished. He's pulling it out of his hand. He's trying to hold it. He's pulling it out of his hand. And then the investment isn't doing anything. They're just watching the scene. So Mamela, now it's in Gansen in his hand. So he starts screaming. So it could be that we have here, let us just understand what we have. We have here a matzev of a Sofek Eidor. That is the matzev. That means he was quiet. There was a shtike when it started slipping out of his hand, which is a shtikul reyeset. Could be, it's not proof that he's moide, could be, he thought the best one he saw, so there's no reason to scream. So maybe it is not Eido, maybe it is Eido. There's a shtikul kash, you should have started, why did you scream afterwards? You should have screamed already when it started slipping out of your hand. So this is a sofek haidor. There was a shtike when it started slipping out of his hand. And later there was a tzvoche. So, the kivin de kotsava hashti goli milsa dahai de shosik mi kore sova kohosi le'abono. That's the shayla. Is it a haidor? Is it not a haidor? That is the shayla. Omar Nachman, Toshma. So Nachman said, Toshma, we learned Tabarais. Bemed, Vormamum, Shishtaim, Adukimbo. When do you say Yachloiku, when both are holding it? Avaloisa Talis Yoitza, Mitachas Yodisha Lechemem, but if one of them is holding the Talis, Amaitza Mechaveira, Bolavaraya, but if one is holding the Talis, Amaitza Mechaveira, Bolavaraya, Zuk the Gemara, Echidom. If you learn this beraisa kipshutoi, that means if two are holding it, you say achleiku. If one is holding it, you say amaitz mechaber olabarai. Pshita, so it's poshet. One person comes to bezin, he's holding a talis, one person is holding a talis, and Yenna says it's mine, so you need a baraisa to tell me that you don't believe the second one. Pshita. Elo shetokva echod befoneinu. So, al kochoch, it's talking about shetokva echod befoneinu. That is pshat in the baraisa. The baraisa is speaking about this scenario. The baraisa is speaking about that they came to Bezin, both were holding it. And then one chapted away from the other. And now one is holding it, and we say, Amaitzim Echaveire Olavaraya. So what do we see from this? We see from this as follows. Now let us, there's a going here in the Ritve, we see from this Amor de Kezach. We see that we had before Shaila, that we was speaking about, was Shosak Ulubasayv Tzavach. We had a sophic, is this Aido, is this not Aido? So the Gemara understood Pshat, what did the Baraisa say? The Baraisa said like this, you know what? It's a sophic Aido. A sophic, you're right. It's a sophic Aido. Now, this person is a Musik. Now he's a Musik. Now he's holding it. Now, I'm saying he was Moide. So maybe he wasn't Moide. In this topic, I'm a Muzik. So therefore, there's a din Amait Mechabere Olamai. So we're Poshet Eshaila. It's a Sofik Aido, and he wins Alts Muzik. Now, let us understand this. It's a Muzik Adin. It says, Amaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya, which means, now Shimon is holding the talis. If Reuven wants to get back the talis, or half of the talis, he has to bring Edim. Amaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya. Now, if it would be a vadai heido, it's a ganus for you. Edim wouldn't help. Heido is spalding kimei Edim, dummy. So we see from the Baraisa, a Meir de Kezach. We see from the Baraisa, the Gemara, Kler the Shaila, is it Aido, is it not Aido? The Gemara was Poshe from the Baraisa, it's a Sofik Aido. And the one who's holding the Talis is Koina Altsmurzik. I mean, he wins Altsmurzik. And they said, "Dina, Amaitzim Mechaver Olavaraya." Now he's a Musik. You say it's yours. Bring Eidim. If you'll bring Eidim, so you'll have to give it back. If it would be Avadai Eido, so then, sorry, Eidim also won't help because Eidos Badinkim Eidim Dami. But it's a Sofik Eido. By a Sofik Eido, Eidim will help. That's what it says in the Baraisa. So we will push it the Shaila. Let us see Rashi. Tokva echod maitzio miyad chaveri bechazoke, vereikulo biyodoi koidem shenishbu. Now Rashi says, Amor de Kezach, that this whole scenario is speaking about before the Shvuah. Before the Shvuah. That means after the Shvuah, there wouldn't be a shakla v'tayya. I once heard from Rav Chazan, Zecheinu Levroche, that if he had sworn already, so Bezin Paskin Yachloiko, there was a Psak Bezin. Before the Shvuah, everything is still in the air. He says, Kulishli. Everyone will come to Shvuah, who knows what's going to happen. So, before the Shvuah, I can have a suffix. Maybe he's Maida. Maybe he's not. I mean, this could be a suffix. After the Shvuah, so Beslam Paskin, there's a Psak of Yechleku already. So there's no reason to scream. Maida. That there's even no reason to scream. Beslam Paskin, that half belongs to me. So why should I scream? I mean, I don't have to scream. Before the Shvuah, so we don't know anything yet. We don't know what's going to be. Here there's a suffix, so he's grabbing it away from me. Why didn't you scream? And nothing was gepaskined yet. So why didn't you, Besen doesn't know yet what the din is, and you kept quiet. So there's a suffix. Maybe it's Aido. Maybe it's not Aido, Besen. See, that's the Shakla Batai of the Gemara. But, if he swore already, so that means already it's up kapaska to half his mind. So now, Bezin knows half his mind. Well, there's no reason to scream. I mean, it's, that's why Rashi says that it's speaking about that before he swore. Rashi is Merdik Meduyek. Reikula biyodai koidem shenishbu. Yoitza mitachas yodei shalechem mehem, yoitza lifnei bezem mitachas yadei echot, shu lavadi ochas boblei chaveiroi, haraye veidem, yen has to bring eidem that it is. If you'll say kipshutai, kidiktoni, shuzel lavadi ochas bobo, that he's holding it, so it's poshut, I might say he's yen as a musik. Halalavach dekimna de shosik, ulubisayv tzobach, that's the case.